Hello everyone, welcome back to Podtacular. We are doing our multiplayer coverage now. We're going to be taking a look at one of the multiplayer maps, and the first one we're going to take a look at is Complex. And with me, I have my good friend Jack Fire Dragon, who's actually in the room with me. He's visiting here for a while over in the States. Some of our longtime podcast listeners will know who he is. For some of you newer ones, he and I have gone through some funny antics with Machinima and stuff, but he's back covering our first map, so welcome back to the podcast, Jack.
Yeah, it's about time. I mean, it's what, being at 30?
It's been a while. What? I think the last one was
292.
Was it?
Yeah, oh wait. Well, I was technically present for 300. You did give me a mention because I was in the chat feed.
Ah.
But that wasn't really there. But I think 292 was the last one. And then
my last big one was 287 with Green Skull.
That was a big one.
That was the one where we announced the railgun.
Yeah, and that was like 25,000 now?
No, that one hit... it hit over 30,000.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But obviously,
but then,
Halo Council came along and blew that out of the water.
Yeah, Halo Council came and trumped you guys.
Well, it's still second best, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Still, we are here to talk... Well, and then Kevin Franklin broke that record for you. So he got over 32.
Oh, well, that's fine. Bronze medal.
That's Kevin Franklin, so...
Yeah.
I mean, go figure, right?
Hey, why don't you get Elijah Wood on? Then you can break that record.
Yeah, my dreams. So we're going to be talking about Complex. What we're going to be doing for the multiplayer maps here, guys, is go through some general tips, cover some of the basic weapon loadouts, some objective markers like King of the Hill or Capture the Flag, whatever is kind of the popular game type or whatever... matchmaking playlist these maps are showing up in. So first off, let's kind of cover the basics for Complex. We have a blue team that spawns off in the open area.
Yep.
Or relatively open area, so to speak. And then we have the red team that spawns in the closed off base area, which is actually the one that's closest by the cliff in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So for Slayer and Capture the Flag and just about every other game type other than, I think, Flood, those are where your two primary teams are going to spawn. And then for four team games, you have your green spawn, which is over on the cliff side, and then you have your yellow spawn, which is over in the factory side. This map is mostly played for Slayer, Capture the Flag, and Oddball, and it was played for King of the Hill when we had the King of the Hill playlist. And it also comes in play with Regicide every now and then as well. So those are pretty much all the game types. Of course, every map has default settings for every game type. Actually, another one is Flood.
Oh, Flood. Well, you mentioned Flood at the start, didn't you? Yeah, so.
Nah.
You said the spawns are there apart from Flood, so.
Oh.
So you mentioned Flood.
Well, I'm saying it's in the Flood playlist as well. It's actually probably one of the more played maps for Flood.
Well, yes, and of course they had the patch, the whole cheeky jump behind the little base area by Red Base.
Well, that was more for Oddball.
That was there, but Flood was used quite a bit as well, because you get in there, obviously the Flood just have to line up for you. Yeah.
So what Jack's getting at here is there was a bug with the map Complex, and that where the red spawn is in the warehouse, you could actually get up over one of the doors, and the barrier for the textures wasn't put in the final version. So they actually, in matchmaking, was able to patch it by putting a kill barrier there, a hard kill barrier. But those maps that they patched up in matchmaking actually don't reflect the maps on the disc. So in custom games, anything that they fix post-launch is still there. And if you want the patched maps, you basically have to save them from your temporary history whenever you play them in matchmaking.
So abuse that all you want.
Or don't abuse it and actually download the right file.
Either way works.
Either way works, I guess. Yes. So let's talk about some tactics for a Slayer. So one of the big control points for this map is the place that's on or in and around Top Jerk. If you have the Prima guy, there's actually really nice cards that come with the guy that you can go through, and they have a bunch of callouts that Prima came up with. You'll hear some other people probably come up with their own callouts, like Elbow, or I call the computer room, server room, and then the warehouse, some other things sometimes.
A lot of what people like to do is like gold and green. So you just have the whole red bases and you have blue bases. And so factory, I think that's gold. So you have gold one, gold two.
Because that's where yellow spawn is.
Yeah, so I mean, you do that. And so I think probably top jerk would actually be considered G3.
Green, yep.
So that would be G3, as that's the top floor, the middle section's G2, and the bottom with run under is G1.
Right. But we're gonna use the callouts that are on the Prima guides for yep. now. So there's some interesting ones on here. I didn't know this one until I looked at the cards a minute ago, but the room that's adjacent to the computer room, the one that connects that kind of outer bridge loop from the factory area, and the top jerk is actually called the kitchen. I did not know that before.
You're tempting me to make the joke. Don't make me make the joke.
You can make
joke.
It if you want.
I don't want
to
make it.
I'm not pressuring you to do it.
I think you'll lose some viewers if I do.
Another control point that's kind of a mini control point compared to chop jerk is mini jerk. So it's one of those places that you can probably mount an effective resistance against top jerk and take some people out from over there.
I wouldn't suggest it.
You wouldn't think so?
No, because the fact is, you can, if you do a perfect jetpack up there, you can get up to mini jerk from the back of red spawn. But the only other way to do that is via either ledge or bridge. And you're completely open to top jerk the whole time. So yeah. you're not getting up there without putting some suppressive fire on top jerk anyway.
All right.
So it's only a place really to rain down spawns on rain down fire on red base.
Okay.
So on capture the flag, that would be a good place to get.
Right. Okay. But yeah, I was gonna say ledge was the other one as well.
Yeah.
That's actually indicated by dirt path and the guide. But the nice thing about that area, it's darker, so it's not as easily seen from top jerk.
A lot of, I would say, campers like to hide around the ledge to the bottom entrance to factory.
A lot of camo campers, too.
Well, camo isn't as bad as people think. It really isn't.
It's not.
Because you can actually almost pinpoint the exact one, because one of the things does actually relate to where they are. And you can almost pinpoint. It's almost usually the center one. It's usually the center one.
That's when camo isn't bugged, though.
That's true, but for example, I would say hologram is far more effective than camo, because you are going to completely give away your position. If they have camo, you can start moving or crouch around, and they're not going to know where you are. But hologram, you'll give away your position straight away, because if you don't know, it's the hologram.
Right.
Hologram is much more effective than camo.
Yeah, and hologram is one of those tricky ones. It's like, if you know how to use it, you can use it kind of effectively, because there was actually a game I played the other day where I got tricked by a hologram on Haven, and I fell flat on my face for that.
The way to use hologram is basically to send it in the complete opposite direction and run exactly at the same time. So it's basically 50-50 chance. They pick one or the other. If they pick you, bad luck. If they don't pick you, you've got first two shots on them, and you should kill them. That's the idea.
Well, a couple of other things, too, is like if you're standing in a multi-tiered level, and if you're standing still and you see someone that's running above you, and if you shoot out a hologram, that's the only dot that they see. They don't see your other dot when you're moving around. So that's...
It's true, but it only works well right at the start, because as soon as someone realizes you've got a hologram, they're looking out for it straight away.
Yeah, but at that time, they're probably already on you, and it's too late.
Yeah.
So there are very specific uses, I think, for hologram.
I would say it's more for finding out where the enemy team is, sending it out so that you know where to shoot at next.
And I think for camo, you have to actually have a lot of other things around you so they don't exactly know where you are.
It works best when you're working in a tandem with camo. Because then, you know, you have someone run out, and they think, oh, okay, that's the camo guy. Wait, no, he's not. There's the other camo guy. You get double-teamed.
Right.
That's the best time to use it.
Yep. Let's talk about some weapon spawns.
Yep.
So, default weapon spawns is a sniper in the back of both bases. We have a scatter shot that's over on the factory side. We have energy sword that's in the middle in the courtyard.
I would say definitely energy sword over scatter shot. Scatter shot is it's almost useless unless you're prepared to just stay in the factory the whole time. It's near enough useless. At least with Energy Sword, you can go straight up, because, I mean, I personally, when I get the sniper from Red Blaze base, go straight up the lift.
Right.
So
well, almost everyone runs up that lift.
Well, it's not the best thing to do. You don't want to do that at all. The best thing to do when you get Red Sniper is actually come around the back and rain fire down, because their sniper's going to come down back street or dirt path, as it's said here. But I call it back street.
Right.
But that's...
You and your MLG callouts.
Well, that's not an MLG callout. That's just a callout I give. Because this map isn't MLG at all.
No, it's...
And
you could,
this map, unless you were to cut off a lot of areas, could not be MLG at all.
It's just too big.
Well,
for
that,
one thing.
That's one thing, but it's just not symmetrical enough. And you need a symmetrical map.
Right.
So you'd have to fix the spawns completely. And cut off that whole back area by cliff. I mean, and then what's the point? You might as well just remake the map in something, a 4-12 map. So, I mean, there's no point then. But yeah, I would say for sniper, unless you're very, very quick and you've got the extra sprint, I can't remember what that perk is. The perk where you have unlimited sprint.
I know what you're talking about. But, I think it's called mobility.
Okay. So unless you got that and you can go straight into factory, but you need to be good at, I hate using this term because it's a completely COD term, but quick scoping. I know it's a Halo term as well, but when someone says quick scoping, you're mostly talking about COD. But you have to be very good at, you know, scoping in quickly and getting a headshot.
Yeah.
And be prepared to get double teamed.
Actually, two body shots isn't that hard either.
Well, it's not, but the two body shots, you know, you only get 8 bullets, you know, so it's a bit of a waste. Most of the time when I body shot someone, I'm pulling out my DMR or DR. But on this map, DMR has to be DMR.
Right.
But for sniper, blue has a definite advantage.
All right. There's also a set of plasma grenades on top of red.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming there's a set of plasma over on blue side. I just don't know where they are.
On top of the base there. On top of warehouse.
Okay, so it's on top of the...
warehouse, yeah. It's just at the cliff there.
Or...
they're just at the edge, facing out towards...
I'm sorry,
top
red
jerk.
Side.
Oh, so sorry. Our red side's up here. Up there.
Okay, so that's on top of the garage.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I got confused with it. We were talking about that. Yeah, they're both on their two, like, same areas over there.
And then there's frag grenades in the... what's this called?
It's in
the mini jerk. Inside.
Yeah, it's
inside the lift area.
Inside there and inside passageway to top jerk.
Right.
I really just want to call it G2. Oh, sorry, that'll be green too.
Okay, that's the that's the kitchen.
Well,
on here,
I shouldn't really call it green too because that's G1 and G2. That will be pink, so they call that pink or purple.
Oh, okay.
Because you wouldn't call by team names, you go P and G.
All right, fair enough. So those are all the initial ordnance. There's also some random ordnance out there. One of them has a railgun, and that's on the center bridge or the center street. And then there's a Spartan laser that's over on the cliff side of the map, over by the computer room.
But they're not the big ones. The big ones are rockets.
Right. So there's rockets in front of...
There's rockets three places on the map, I believe.
Yeah, there's...
a lot of rockets.
Is it three?
Well, there's I know at least three. There's rockets down the back passageway to the red base.
There's a set of three rockets here on this path on blue side. Or red side.
Well, there's rockets that spawn on top of the blue helipad.
Then there's another one right here.
There's one in front of blue, yes.
Yeah, there's three.
It's just on the link to purple or top jerk. It's on the bottom there. There's one at the back of... when you run right at red base towards the dirt path by red base.
Yeah. So there's actually three random rocket drops on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
snipers are just...
yeah, there's snipers on the other
all
one.
All over the map.
And... there's another set. One of the sniper spawns is also a dual sniper rocket on each side.
It's inside the...
in here.
It's inside there, yeah.
Yeah, it's inside the mini jerk for one.
One is sniper. If it drops again, it's rockets. And if it drops again, sniper.
Sniper, right. And then there's one of them that's a mix that has a shotgun as well.
That's the shotgun sniper down at the bottom of the factory.
In the factory, right. So those are your random ordnance drops. There's also a couple of random frag drops.
Yeah.
One
is inside Top Jerk, the second level of Top Jerk.
No, that's the initial.
It's also a random drop as well.
Okay.
I remember picking it up in the middle of the game I was playing today.
All right. Cool. For hills on the map. First one is, well, which one would you say would be, I forget what the first hill is.
First hill is always a central one, so it's...
Is it factory?
Yes, it is. It's it's essential level factory.
Yeah, so the first hill is in factory, and then...
And that's the one you want to control. That's when you want to get milk the time out of that one. That's the one you need to get. Because the other ones are just so open. Apart from maybe the top of red base.
And the one on top of factory is kind of closed off. It's open in some regards, but you can get a good amount of time off.
Well, yeah, so top factory and top red base, the two hills you need to milk. The rest of them just scrap time.
Yeah. But just to locate those... top helipad is a second one compared, and we're gonna just call factory the first one because it's always the one that spawns, and then mm-hmm. there's six other ones on the map. Top helipad, top of the warehouse, top jerk, there's one on top of the mini jerk, there's one inside the kitchen, one on top of the garage, and then...
I think you've done seven.
One in the pit over here in the front yard. There is one there as well.
That's eight then. There's eight.
Yeah, so there, I guess there's eight on this one.
Okay.
So, a total of eight hills on this map. And then for oddball spawns, there's two over in the factory.
Yeah.
Well, so if the ball goes off the map, then it does respawn. But there's two in the factory. There's an additional five or six on the outer edge. I know there's one on top of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on top of the warehouse.
On helipad.
One on top of the helipad, one that's over here in the dirt path on the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple over here on the ridge side over by the beach in the front yard, according to the call-outs on here.
But for help for Oddball, because we are supposed to be giving help as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
Everyone wants to take it to warehouse. Now, I'm fine with that.
Since the patch.
Well, yeah, since the patch, but this is post-patch. You gotta remember, though, if you lose it in warehouse, the other team, you give them a perfect setup in warehouse. That's you gotta remember. So I would never hold it in warehouse. I would hold it around top, the jerk area. The top jerk area. That's the best place, because you can drop down three levels. And you gotta remember, also with this, the ball throwing, you can throw it from top jerk all the way, I have tried it, all the way to red dirt path.
All right.
And you got straight getaway to the factory.
That's a pretty big jump.
it's a huge though, but you can make it because you can bounce it off the top of mini jerk.
All right. Let's go back to Slayer. I don't think we covered Slayer quite enough.
We didn't,
control points.
Well,
so
Slayer is iffy.
So there's a couple of combat zones. And then there's a couple of key holding spots. So
yes.
The biggest key holding spot, like we mentioned before, is top jerk. You want to hold that one as much as possible because you just have sight over all the map.
Not all the map.
Well, most of the map.
Well,
a good 60%,
well, let's say
70%.
If you're red team and you push too far into blue base, that's top jerk is one of the worst positions to be in. You got to make sure if you're on red team, you have not pushed into blue base too much because otherwise it's just a kill zone. You're going to get shot straight away. Because it's the one annoying thing that whenever I play Complex with, not necessarily friends, but random people, they will always say, oh, there's a guy on top of the building, because they don't know the call-out. And they'll just say, oh, this game is just, this map is so bad. It really isn't. Because the problem with that one is there is no cover up there. Yes, you can move back, but if they move back, they're not shooting you. If you've got five people on your team, or four people in Infinity Slayer, shooting at the guy on top jerk, he is going to go down.
If you have everyone shooting at him too.
Yes, and with the DMR, so don't. Well, light rifle's good for this one too. Light rifle is also a good one for this map. But if you don't use the BR on this map. If you're shooting at the guy, top jerk is not as big a control point as people think.
Yeah.
It's where you want to get if you're trying to get spawns and trying to protect capture the flag, but it really isn't as good in Slayer as people think.
And like you said, long range precision weapons is the best primary weapon to use on this map.
Because the best spawn to get top jerk is down dirt path, blue dirt path. Because their initial one, if you spawn out beside the right inside a garage, then you've got a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if you spawn down blue dirt path, which is being weighted, your spawn is being weighted there, given that he is controlling that area of your spawns.
Yeah.
So unless there's someone in factory on red team, you are probably going to spawn there, and you can shoot across quite easily and kill him.
And most of the time, if people are spawning in blue dirt path, they're hiding behind factory, and there's multiple doorways that you can kind of poke out and just prod at people until they back down, or you have other teammates come in and help you out as well.
Personally, on Slayer, where I want to go is around the two bridges of factory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even go to Top Jerk unless I know the other team is, sorry for saying this, bad. Because I know that I'm going to get four shots in them before they even shoot back at me. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, this is why it's one of my favorite maps. Because as I say an MLG player, I know what to do in these kind of maps.
So the two bridges he's talking about on the guide are Street and then Elbow.
Yeah.
Those are the two main bridges that you want to control on this map.
Yeah.
Other big battle points, in terms of Slayer, it's kind of just mixed all around because... You're centrally controlled in the middle here, and then it's just kind of where the other people spawn.
Yeah.
I want to say there's frequent encounters in and around the dirt path, helipad area, and then maybe a few, like not many, but a few less around the ledge and the red dirt path.
Did you mention SWAT, by the way?
No.
Because this is quite possibly the worst map for SWAT. It's one of the few times I will say blue team is at an absolutely huge disadvantage because you can, to a pinpoint, predict spawns, and you can even have them spawning in the same exact area every single time. I was playing with a sim it was either yesterday or 2 days ago. It wasn't even a contest. You know, we're getting overkills, kill tax, because you can.
Hmm.
You get one guy, not say on Top Jerk, but on the bridge to the left side towards Cliff of Top Jerk. Yeah, one guy sitting towards, not on helipad, but around the dirt path of helipad, and you can pinpoint their spawns at the back of garage the whole time.
Note to self, don't fight for SWAT on Complex.
it's awful. It's terrible.
All right.
That needs to be removed from SWAT.
So the other big game type that's played on here is Capture the Flag.
That is the huge one. That's the one I love.
So this is where we're going to kind of get a little bit more strategy heavy.
Yes.
Because this is primarily a Capture the Flag map, in my opinion.
I would say so.
So, there, depending on who you talk to, and I guess kind of depending when, you'll hear that one side is more powerful than the other, and then you'll hear the exact opposite, and I've actually flopped back and forth depending on gameplay as well, and it's just come to the point where it really depends on what kind of players you're playing with, and if you're playing with people you know, or playing with people who know what they're doing, because you can pick up randoms to actually know what they're doing and have a good game. There are certain strategies for playing this map depending on what side you spawn on.
Yes. I mean...
You want to go into details on that?
It's, again, with the spawning, because I would say if I had to say one team has a disadvantage, I would say blue team, because of the spawning. However, I mean, personally, when I play with people, they think the red team's at a disadvantage because they pick up the flag and they can run straight up lift. That's wrong. I'll point that out straight away. It gives you...
It depends on the team.
Well, it
does depend on the team.
You need a good 3 seconds to get from there to the lift. Unless you're being pushed in the back by someone. I mean, if you don't have any protection, you are not grabbing that flag and getting up that lift if someone's not shooting you.
Well, if you have a pair that manages to get on top of Mini Jerk and just rain fire from down there, he has a pretty solid exit up lift and then out the back door through... through the factory.
He does, but I honestly don't like going up the lift. I really don't.
See, I do it every time.
If I was getting shot, then obviously I'm going up the lift. But if I'm getting shot, I'm not expecting to survive. So if I'm not getting shot, I don't go up lift. I go round the back and take the bottom entrance into factory. Personally.
See, well, what I do is, if I know a lot of the red team is either in the center or like in around Top Jerk, or on street, or kind of pushing over to blue team flag, then I'll run up the lift, and depending on if they come up the middle, I'll then drop down and then go back through the factory. Or if there's no one even coming, if we've pretty much spawn trapped them in the back, in the warehouse, then I'll just run over the bridge, run through the factory, and then I pretty much have cover almost all the way back to the flag cap.
Mm. It really is all dependent on... Your team and where the other team are. Because obviously if the team is on Top Jerk, the last thing you want to do... I always find going through the courtyard area, the middle courtyard, is the quickest way. It's a bit dangerous when you come out the other side, But if you do, just but at any point you can duck in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
The where blue team falls apart on capturing the flag is the final area. I have stopped and my team has stopped many a time when people either jump on top of the helipad and they're running around the back of helipad, or when they're coming out in front of their base via the ramp.
Mm-hmm.
You have to run through that base. You have to.
Yeah.
If you're going up against a good team, they can hold that base down, and people might say, well, the flag's not open. Yes, okay, but all you're going to do is just run for the flag if it's in the open area, and they're going to take you down. And the worst part is they're probably going to counter cap on you.
And that's the flip side where red team has an advantage. Yeah. Because if red team is holding top jerk and the street, they have more of an open shot to blue flag.
Yeah.
Than they have that blue team would have over to red flag, because there's not much of a viewing angle from top jerk and the bridges to the red flag spawn. So
I mean, the only way red don't want to take the flag is under that factory route. That's the worst place to take the flag for red. If you're red, you go through the bottom of helipad, yeah. You do go through the bottom floor, but you go up. You go straight up. You're straight up the ramp. You don't stay in the bottom.
So I've had the paths I usually take, and it does depend on where the enemies are. Sometimes I'll run through bottom factory. Sometimes I'll run under street through the factory courtyard.
Okay.
Or I'll run up that front ramp and then go through the kitchen.
I would say if you're running up front ramp, you got to realize that the people you're playing against are not good. You can.
Yeah.
Because if you're able to run up front ramp, either you got very lucky and they're capping your flag and your base, or they're all dead.
Well, most of the time, if red team is holding top jerk or that area in the computer room, I'll run to the ramp and then use it as cover and then run under street. And if I see a lot of people coming, then I'll run under factory and wait for team support. And if not, I'll just run under street and then run right by the factory, not go under the elbow, but then go through under the mini jerk.
I mean, a route that not many people let you take, because it is dangerous. But if your team is set up on top jerk, you are also waiting spawns to helipad. It's taking the right side of ramp, going around via kitchen, and going underneath the pathway. Because then, if they are spawning over here, you've got that whole protection. There's only one gap they can shoot you, and if you jump over, you're already halfway through it.
Well, like you said, it's dangerous because you have this whole open area until you get there.
Well, no, but that's the whole point. If they're spawning a helipad, you've only got that short bit of open area, because then you can use the ramp as cover. Whereas if you're running up the ramp and they're spawning over there...
Well, if they're spawning on a helipad, then they can pretty quickly get over there and see you running through that.
Well, no, but they don't always spawn on a helipad. It's a helipad back dirt path.
And then
spawn.
Back dirt path.
But yeah. If you're running up there, they can shoot you all the way up the ramp. And
then you can drop off.
You can drop off the right-hand side, but then if you drop off the left-hand side, they're still shooting you.
Yeah.
And then even if you decide to go up the ramp, they can still shoot you on that street.
Right.
So, you know...
So we just kind of point out the two big power struggles on this map.
It really is. That's why I don't like saying that one team has advantage over the other.
One team may have a strategic advantage depending on what they hold at what time and depending on what players
I mean, holding top jerk is much more beneficial to red team than blue team, obviously, because it's got more cover fire on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
But blue team has mini jerk.
Mini jerk and elbow.
Yeah, and the ledge area. And they have that. And so this map isn't as unbalanced as people think. It is on SWAT, though. it's awful on SWAT.
Yeah. I've had games go both ways.
Yeah. So if you have games go both ways, people are saying both one is over the other, then it's just... That's the way it is, and people don't know how to play the game. This is the most commonly played map, along with Solace, that people don't know how to play correctly. That I would say. They know how to play it, but they don't know how to play it
right.
Correctly, so they actually use the map to its full potential.
Almost Haven, too, because I come across a lot of people that don't know about those places where you can sneak in shots.
Also, up the jumps.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, the MLG version of Haven's actually a lot better because they allow you go the back pathway where blue team spawns, I think.
So blue team spawns by the river,
by the huge cliff.
Yeah, that's where.
Okay. What MLG does? They added a pathway so you could actually go like boxes, or I say Ghosty Army added boxes so you could jump onto the side pathways to run up to red and blue base.
Huh, cool.
But the point is, that's not a spawn in MRG. The spawns aren't there.
Right, okay.
Because they're the other places, but that's Haven. But, you know, people just don't understand how to play the map. But if you know how to play the map, you can go very, very, very positive on this map.
Right. But like we said, that center control, the street, top jerk, and elbow are pretty much the three essential places that you need to control in order to really kind of dominate the map.
But to break that control, the best place to get rid of top jerk is blue dirt path. It's where you want to hold it.
For top jerk, yes.
To get rid of that.
Yes. Yep.
And it's not hard. It isn't.
No.
It really isn't. I mean,
unless you're having a bad day and you can't shoot well.
then you're having a bad day and it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter if you're behind them, they're still going to out-DMR you. So, I mean,
yep.
That's the whole point. But that's why I would say that if you do spawn on blue dirt path, switch to your light rifle. Because if you zoom in, it's 4-shot. There you go. Done. If you're good with a light rifle.
If you're not. Good
with, well, some people are, some people aren't. I mean, personally, I can't use a light rifle unless I scope in.
I cannot either.
But light rifle, there's a good one.
Even scoped, I can't use it.
Scoped, I can. Scoped is like just scoping him with a DMR. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It takes a little getting used to, but it is.
No, it takes a lot of getting used to. All right. I think that pretty much covers the map complex.
I would think so.
So thank you guys for listening in.
Apart from Flood.
Yeah, apart from Flood, which...
Hide on top jerk. There you go. Done.
Yeah, it's really easy to get shotgun kills up there because
And you also drop off both ways.
You have three choke points.
Yeah. So you have three people up there and just hope that you can shoot.
Yeah.
Don't waste your pistol ammo.
Yep.
You can finish your exit now.
So thank you guys for listening. We'll do another map here soon. We will also do kind of a video walkthrough of this map as well, kind of pointing out where the weapons spawns are visually so you kind of know where we're talking about. Going through some of the callouts from the Prima guide, and we may highlight some strategies. Not sure if we're going to do that yet. So, not sure what the next map is going to be. We're just kind of doing these ad hoc in terms of what people I can get up and what map they want to do.
Everyone will know Haven.
So I have a certain person I want to do Haven, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So you'll find out.
He'll tell me later.
So. Thanks again, guys, for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.